Welcome to Taking Control, everyone, the home organizing podcast. My name is Pete Wright, and I'm here with Nikki Kinzer. Hello, Nikki.
Hello, Pete. Hello, everybody out there.
Yes, welcome, everybody, to the show. We have another great topic today, and I think this one, let me tell you what I like about this. Because this one is most effective because it helps you change the way you think about your own time. Not just about how you think about your stuff and about how you stay clean, but how you really organize your time. What are we talking about today, Nikki?
We are going to talk about what are those things you can do when you only have maybe a few minutes of time while you're waiting for something, like, you know, you're waiting for your dinner to cook, or you're waiting for the kids to get into the car, or that kind of thing. What are those little things that you can do to be more productive with your time to get things done? Because, you know, right now, I know for myself, you know, all of a sudden, overnight, my schedules just got really, really busy. As soon as school started and soccer started for both kids, you know, the time is very limited throughout the day. And so it's really important, I think, that we utilize our time the best way that we can. And so I have just a few tips to kind of make you think about what are those little things that you can do, you know, that may only take a few minutes of your time.
Well, it seems like the biggest thing, the greatest place to start is to think about what you're doing if you're not using these little spots of time effectively. So where do you see your clients getting sucked into these, into this vortex of impractical use of time? Yeah, the time wasters.
You know what? The number one thing that I hear from people is the computer. You know, you get sucked into, you hear that little bell, that little sound that you have email. I know that's like the old AOL way, but you know that sound that kind of bings and, you know, oh gosh, I have an email. I need to go check it.
It wakes me in a cold sweat at night.
Yeah, you kind of feel this urgency. It's almost like it's kind of taken place, the phone ringing, right? When the phone rings, you feel this urgent, you have to answer the phone. You hear the ding on your computer, you feel like you need to go check your computer and check your email. It's kind of the same process. And so, you know, I've told people in the past, clients, that, you know, if you're working on a project or you're working, whether it's organizing project or just a work project, don't answer your phone. If you don't want to answer your phone or be interrupted, you know, let it go to voicemail. It's the same kind of thing with email, you know. But the other big time waster is Facebook. I mean, how many of us go to check real quick of what's on Facebook, and then you spend an hour later, still in front of the computer looking at Facebook. And so that's a huge time waster, I think. And one of the things to get around it, I think, is to actually say, okay, that's my reward, because we teach our children that there are rewards to their right choices, right? And there's consequences to poor choices. Well, as an adult, it goes the same way. If we decide to go on Facebook prior to us getting any of our work done, what's going to happen? We're going to waste all that time.
Right, of course.
So we're going to flip that over so that we're going to use Facebook as a reward for us, just like we would give a reward to our children. So instead of going straight to Facebook, let's go ahead and unload the dishwasher and clean the counter sink real quick, or the countertops and the sink, and then go on to Facebook, you know, rather than the other way around, because it does waste time. There's no doubt about it. You know, and some of the other things you can do too while you're waiting for your kids, because how many of us as parents, you know, come on, let's go. You know, if we get ready before our children do, and which is most of the time, then during that time that we're waiting for our kids to either get in the car or put their shoes on, that's a perfect time to go again, you know, clean the top of the countertops, or check your mail and get rid of the junk mail real quick, or, you know,
fold laundry,
and it doesn't have to be the whole load of laundry, but just try to get half of the load done, you know, while your kids are putting their shoes on. I mean, exactly. It's those little things that, can we do it quickly, but at least now it's done and you don't have to think about it anymore, and you're using your time better rather than, you know, nagging at your children. Come on, we got to go, you know, kind of thing. So I think that there's a lot of time. I mean, if you really sit through and look at your day and think about, you know, are you on hold? You know, you're waiting for somebody to talk to someone and you're on hold. Well, what can you do? You could certainly flip through your mail and get rid of your junk mail and start categorizing your mail, or maybe pay a bill, you know, that kind of stuff. It's just really, I think, consciously, again, I go back to that being consciously aware of your actions and choosing how you're going to spend that time that you're waiting for something.
You know, I one of the things that I started doing on the, you know, we have the task list, right? The tools and downloads.
Yes.
And our daily task list. And one of the things that I started doing just to start building some new habits is I started actually writing down about how many minutes I thought it would take to do a particular task, right? Even if it's something that I don't necessarily move to the calendar, if I just have this running list of tasks that I say, you know, that I need to make a phone call and it's going to take me about 10 minutes. So I write a little 10M right next to the task. One of the things that I've seen come out of that really feeds directly into what you're talking about is I suddenly have a list of things to choose from when I have only 10 minutes. I can look at that list and suddenly very quickly, even though it's just written out on paper, I don't actually need to put it in, even in the computer, I have this list. It says, okay, here are four 10-minute items that I could choose from. And now I don't have to get stuck in that place where there's so many things to choose from. How am I ever going to do it? Now I only have four to choose from. And that's much easier to choose. For me, at least, if I don't have a list to choose from, my default goes back to messing around online
and not getting
at the risk of saying, well, I don't have time to do any of these things because I haven't thought of it, up front. I just default back to not doing any of them.
Well, you know, and I love that idea. I think that that's a great challenge for our listeners today is that, you know, this next week when you are writing down your to-do list, write down how many minutes you think it's going to take to do that action and categorize them that way. I love that idea, Pete. I think that that's a really great way to actually visually see, too, how much you have to do and, you know, what's realistic in getting it done that day. And it all goes to priorities and such. But again, if it's only going to take a few minutes to do, then do it and get it off your list, you know, rather than transferring it on to the next day. I think that's a great challenge. I would really encourage everybody out there who's listening to this podcast to do that. Write down the minutes that it's going to take you to do a task and see if you're maybe more productive that way. I think that's a fabulous idea.
Again, you know, it goes back to that building new habits and the way you think about time. And I think I think it makes sense based on the tools that we've already put forward. I think it's a really easy way to evolve. And if it doesn't, you know, if it takes you 2 weeks to start building these new habits, then you don't have to write those down, after 2 weeks. But give it a shot and see if it changes the way you think about the little lists of the little nagging tasks you've got to get through.
And you know, the benefit to all of this is that, gosh, how great does it feel when it's done? You know, it's taken care of. And it's such a simple thing. The other day I was running errands and I realized that I had a load I had to give to Goodwill. I had to go to the bank and I needed to drop off some mail. Well, lucky for me, all three of these things were kind of all in the same shopping center. So I was able to drop off the Goodwill, go to the bank and drop off the mail. That was three things that I had taken care of because I had planned, you know, prior to that outing, what I needed to get done and kind of the vicinity of where I was going to be and everything. And just that little planning, I mean, it makes your time so much more effective than, you know, doing one thing at one time and then going the next day and dropping the Goodwill. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
it was
like
that planning and being aware of where you're going to be and how long it was going to take to drop these things off. I mean, it just makes you feel good to get that stuff off your list.
Well, you know, and it's a really visceral thing too, right? Because I mean, if you had a nice list and you had those little tasks on the list and then you plan, you go out, you get it done, you check them all off your list. And the feeling that you get isn't just, you know, I feel good. It's, I am totally liberated now. Like the next 15 minutes, I don't have to think about anyone but me and my venti latte that I'm about
That's
to go
exactly
really, really
right.
enjoy. I don't have to think about those nagging things in the back of my head that I just haven't been able to get done.
Well, and that really goes back to what we were talking about with flipping over the mindset of don't go to Facebook first, you know, don't do these things that are going to waste your time first, make it as a reward so that when you do go to Facebook, it's okay for you to spend the next half hour on it, just poking around and looking at things, you know, because you've done the things that you needed to do prior to that. So yeah, those rewards, I think, you know, like you said, okay, now I'm done. So I can go and enjoy my latte or go read my book or just, you know, go outside and play with my kids. I mean, whatever. whatever it is, you can have that sense of freedom, you know, that that allows you to do, because but you're being productive, you're getting your stuff done, which is essentially what we all want to do. So,
oh, that's beautiful. Conquer the time wasters. Oh.
Yes, love it.
Love it. So, where else can people find more that you're talking about, Nikki?
Well, you can, of course, find us on the blog at TakeControlOrganizing.com, and you can find me on Facebook at Take Control Organizing and Twitter at TC Organizing.
But only after you finish folding your laundry.
Oh, and, yes. Yes.
Know, checking the mail.
Don't be looking for new tips until after you've done the ones that you've already learned first. That's right.
And you can learn a lot more about this show. Also, Take Control Organizing. Just look for the Taking Control podcast badge right on the front page. Make sure you subscribe in iTunes. That's a really important thing for us. First of all, the more people who subscribe in iTunes rather than listening to it on the website, which you can do fine. We certainly don't blame you for listening off the website. But if you subscribe and listen to it on iTunes, it becomes more easily discoverable by new people who haven't been exposed to Nikki's great tips and tricks from Taking Control. So it really helps us out if you subscribe in iTunes and listen in iTunes, and that way you can take it with you on your iPod or iPhone or whatever connected device you happen to carry around. So that, I believe, is all we have to talk about today. Am I missing anything?
Nope, I think that's it. Thank you very much for listening and tuning in today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And join us again next week for another episode of Taking Control, the Home Organizing Podcast.